I've had the fortune of working, doing an exchange program with the US. So we get to understand how the US works, and the reciprocal side of that is my compatriot, the US officer, is back in the UK understanding how the UK do their business as well. Without a doubt, we are stronger together when we're on operations.
Welcome back to the Digital Warfighting Series with CENTCOM. This episode will focus on the digital side of partnered operations. For this episode, we're specifically going to dig into the international components. And with us today is Lieutenant Colonel Tuni Massey. Sir, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you. Good to be here.
So, Tuni, how's a Brit end up here over in Central Command? What got you involved in the Army on the British side? And then how did your career wind up here over kind of running the coalition partnered operations activities here at Central Command?
Yeah, so we've got a small detachment here of Brits, headed up by a general. There's actually a few British generals here, but we're here. There's a team of about 20, and some of us are embedded within CENTCOM. My role is I'm embedded within the J6 branch, so those that deal with information systems, technology, communication systems. And that's because my background is in that. I've spent 19 years in the British Army dealing with all things associated with communication systems from the tactical edge right through to the strategic level as well.
What got you in the Army to begin with and kind of focus you in this area?
I'm an engineer by my background. So at university, I studied engineering. I was always a little bit of an outdoor enthusiast, and I think the draw of the military finally got me, and this is where I ended up.
You mentioned the collaborative partner environment, which is within the J6, which essentially is the communications arm, if you will, of CENTCOM. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what the J6 is responsible for and why CPE exists?
Yeah, sure. So the J6 is... it's a staff branch, so as a function, it provides the support to operations and the support that's associated with communications, in effect, and mm-hmm. providing that. The collaborative partner environment is a program that's been developed to allow information sharing with coalition or with coalition partners or mission partners, and it's a development which CENTCOM has really taken the lead with, not just amongst within the CENTCOM itself, but within the DoD. It's a real pathfinder for the DoD with regards to sharing information with its partners.
So maybe you've taken it even up a level from that. A lot of our listeners who may not be familiar with the military, when we talk about partnered operations, we're really talking about, you know, militaries from multiple countries working together, either in a task force or in a mission or in an operation, and they may not be familiar of how frequently we actually do that. I think sometimes everybody thinks our country kind of does our country's thing. I think one of the enduring strengths of democracies are that they can attract partners and that partners can work together. What's your experience in terms of how often in your career you've kind of worked in this partnered kind of state, and why it's so important for us to figure out how to create an environment where we can do that effectively?
So operationally, I've never deployed without a partner there, a coalition partner. It's the US, actually, in every instance. So multiple tours of Afghanistan where worked closely, not only with the US, but with the other, at the time it was the ISAF, part of the NATO element there, to support operations, ongoing operations. Throughout my career as well, I know we discussed this offline, but I've had the fortune of working, doing an exchange program with the US, so we get to understand how the US works, and the reciprocal side of that is my compatriot, the US officer, is back in the UK understanding how the UK do their business as well. Without a doubt, we are stronger together when we're on operations, if we're part of a partnership. And this is what CPE is really aimed at getting at.
And for most in the tech world, probably would assume we'd figured out, but haven't, you know, figured out all the data and the how to get communication systems to talk to each other and, you know, all of the, those elements. What's your experience been with some of the frustrations that you've seen over the years that are leading you into this? Let's try and come up with a better way to do this as a matter of practice, not just something we try and jury-rig once we're on the battlefield.
Yeah, I think one of the big challenges, and this is why CP is being developed now and rolled out, is if there is a requirement for partners to share information, there's often a network and information system built for that purpose. And that information system, that network could take months, could take years to establish and stand up and really get it oiled so it's working as the machine that you intend it to work as. That time to set up and build a network is not reflected when, for example, there is a new mission or there is a new threat, especially within the area of operations of something like CENTCOM. So being able to rapidly stand up a network and for it to be agile and meet the mission is something which currently we have difficulty in achieving. But what CPE is trying to do is kind of break down those barriers to allow us to quickly and rapidly not just stand up the networks, but allow that exchange and sharing of information.
When you stand up a network, does that automatically translate to a data sharing agreement? Are those the same thing or different?
No, they need to be. So a lot of that goes on in the background. So there's kind of there's the technical side to this. So as an engineer, you know, you understand how to build the network, as it were, and configure it. But equally, running almost concurrent to that is the requirement for the policies, the agreements to share information, how they're understood and formed. That needs to be running as well at the side. So sometimes that can take longer than the engineering part, mm-hmm. But both need to happen in order for this to be achieved.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned just the importance of partnerships that go beyond the UK and the US. So I imagine you've deployed with other countries as well or working with larger groups. What happens when we have a data sharing agreement, so we as the US with several different countries, but they don't with each other? How does this all work as we think about networks?
What we're trying to achieve with CP is we're looking at over 55 partners and establishing an environment that allows the US, primarily because the US owns this system, to share information with those 55 partners. Now, it could be to everyone, or it could be just to particular individual nations or small groups of nations within that collective of 55 plus. So that's almost the requirement. How we go about achieving that is through the technologies that we've implemented. So as I mentioned previously, we need to build single networks mm-hmm. to achieve that. Whereas with CPE, we're able to build a single network, if you want to call it that, but place controls upon that network that allows you to say, well, actually, countries ABC, you can read, for example, the first, if you think of the system as a book, you can read the first three chapters of this book, whereas countries D, E, F, they've got access to all the chapters in that book, if, you know, however many are, if there's 100 chapters in that book. So it's being able to control access to that information. And that sits with the owner of this, which is the US.
So, you know, for those out there non-military, you can think of a commercial company who's, you know, buying 65 other companies and then trying to figure out how to get all the networks and the payroll and, you know, data sharing all working. It seems challenging. What's kind of your first steps in this, and kind of explain kind of the journey you're taking from concept, because this concept's been around for a while. I remember it from my special ops days, but it's always been, you know, concept getting to actual practice has been a real challenge. What's the journey been like so far? Kind of what progress are you making, and where are you facing the biggest obstacles?
So my role, it rotates every 12 months. So I'm coming towards the end now. My predecessors, British officers, have been involved in this journey as well. So three or four of those have been involved in this. And the journey has taken us from the the requirement, that operational requirement to do this, through to some of the technology that's driving this as well. We've got the zero trust architectures, data centricity are some of the kind of the buzzwords associated with it, but they're also part of this drive. And the requirement for funding to achieve this as well. We have all of that now. It's in place, and we're seeking to operationalize CPE this year. So we'll see the first elements of this being rolled out to the CENTCOM partners that will allow the US to share information with them in this particular way.
And from your past experience, you know, having to MacGyver all these networks together, what do you think, once you're through on the, what's that going to enable, you know, as CENTCOM goes through this digital transformation, how is that going to affect day-to-day activities, efficiencies, your role? I mean, how transformational do you see this for the coalition to be able to have this in place?
I think this is a moment, a real moment in time where we see huge benefit to how information is shared. CENTCOM's doing it now within its area of operations and its partners within that area, but I see it being not just replicated within the other the other combatant commands within the Department of Defense, but also wider as well, where other partners who have similar systems are able to adopt this technology. In terms of the benefits, realizing these benefits, it's things from being able to share video. So if we think about full motion video, so sharing that with partners, being able to select what videos partners see, through to being able to allow information to be exchanged, whether that be voice with partners as well. Equally, it's in a secure manner, which is something that's not been done before.
I'm going to come back to that piece on the secure manner, because you can, of course, understand the obstacles to creating a system like this in terms of the attack surface or how important it is to protect this information. But just wanted to emphasize how exciting it is to hear us go from, you know, not just building relationships or co-locating entities or exchange programs like you've participated in the past, but really building a digital architecture that can facilitate the sharing of information in real time. But can you elaborate a little bit on how security is a consideration here and how you're thinking about the zero trust architecture as part of this?
Yeah. The way that we secure it is very different to how it's done previously. And this is what sets CPE apart from other systems. Traditionally, if you think about a normal system, it's a single network. Once you have access to the network, you can see whatever is on the network. With CPEs, very different. With this, the level of control is applied at the object level. That's the lowest level. When we say object, we mean the data level. So as I like my little book analogy, but if from a book, you could secure, you could control who reads each individual page within that book. So even though you may have the book, you're physically holding it, you're able to open that book, you would only be able to read the page based upon your particular attributes. So whether that be your nationality, whether that be your level of security, that's the level of detail, the level of fidelity that we can achieve with this.
Anjo alluded to just private sector examples of going through this when companies are merging or communities are looking to oversimplify it, maybe use Slack or information environments to share between groups, not just individuals. How is CENTCOM working with the private sector, if at all, or tech companies to build the system?
So yes, CENTCOM works with a whole host of private vendors. We use technologies that help secure the information, that help as part of zero trust. There's a requirement to enforce policies. So it's a dynamic policy engine is running in the background that's constantly assessing whether a individual has particular access to information. So those tools are we take from industry, and we're involved not only in using them, but also in developing them as well.
Yeah, I mean, if I think back to the old days, our old approach was have a building set aside and control access by who can have access to the building. And if you want to have a different partner relationship, you'd create another building or another office in a building. And then you ended up having this buildings of buildings of buildings. You sense that, are you feeling good about where CPE is in terms of making the technical progress? And then how are you starting to think through, once we get the CPE up and running, all of us have a history of how we've always operated, which that culture is going to impact the speed at which you take advantage of a system like this. How are you, you know, how do you, as you make progress on CPE, how are you thinking through the operating procedures and the culture and everything else that will really be required to enable this to operate at scale?
There are two parts to this. We've, at the individual level, there is definitely a change in culture needed. The way that we, the responsibility that's placed upon the user is greater with CPE. You are responsible for ensuring the data that you create or the data that you're willing to share is appropriately tagged and marked. So that's something which will require a change from a user perspective. Equally, there is a change in the way that the systems are assessed. So when I say assessed in terms of the accreditation of systems, and that's some, that is a real challenge for the program. It's something we're working daily on with the DoD and wider agencies to ensure that this, which is a very different way of doing business, is appropriately assessed and meets their requirements. And
so what's the way forward look like? You talked about a big milestone this year, but this isn't something that is common throughout DoD, is that right?
No, that's right. Yeah. So from a CENTCOM perspective, we're looking at operationalizing this. So that what that means is getting it out to not only the users here within the headquarters in CENTCOM, of which there are the partners have their representatives here, but it's also getting it down to the next level to our component commands and out to the partners within CENTCOM's AOR, so within the kind of broader Middle East region, getting CPE out to them so that that information sharing can occur. Outside of CENTCOM, other combatant commands are also seeking to achieve this type of, develop this type of capability. We know that Indo-PACOM are doing a lot of work on this at the moment, and they're not too far behind. Behind is probably not the right word, but they're also developing this as well. And there is also interest within UCOM and SOUTHCOM as well to achieve this. So, yeah, leading the way, which I think is, you know, a real benefit and kind of a positive reflection on CENTCOM. But what we're doing is being shared across the COCOMs, across the DoD, so that, what we've, the work we've done, the architecture that we've implemented is available for all to use.
Yeah, I mean, the DoD's talk forever about being data enabled or a data powered service without an environment. It's hard to be data enabled, particularly across the coalition. You're about ready to finish up here, I hear, and go back out in the field and take command. When you're out in command as a battalion commander, put yourself there. CPE is now fielded. We're 6 months, 12 months from now. How does it impact you in the field? You know, because sometimes these things, I think, can be confused as a headquarters-centric, you know, so folks can pass around PowerPoint charts easier or something. Where do you see this going? If we're successful with this, which we've been on the journey for a while, how does it impact a person in O5 command somewhere out in the field doing operations? Well, I mean, to me, that's the real so what about it.
Yeah, it's not just the, it's not that ability just to, you know, maybe make a phone call or share a file via email. It's much more than that. It's the ability to share information that is pertinent to whatever effect that you're trying to achieve. So I'll use my example. I'm going to take over an electronic warfare battalion. There is certain information that I would need or I'm prepared to share that will influence the battle, and CPE provides that environment to do it.
Yeah, I mean, right now, just for those who aren't familiar, it's a get your document, go get somebody to sign off on it, initial it, you know, 50,000, you know, stamps of approval, and then send it off. And if you're out in the field in an EW squadron or a battalion, you know, that threat may have come and gone 10 times in the normal kind of analog way of taking this on. And so it's really exciting to see the progress you're making here.
And one final question, just in terms of time saving, too, when Hondo talks about how the process used to be with paper and buildings and physical locations, what do you think, what's the difference we can make in terms of time? Is this truly in real time? And what did it used to be to make a decision?
Yeah, so a couple of examples. Obviously, real-world issues which have gone on previously in October. The requirement to establish information sharing in that particular instance could take months to establish a network that will allow us to share information with partners and vice versa. CP has the ability to establish that particular information sharing bilateral agreement almost between two countries. You can do that in minutes. So that's the speed with which we could establish a network, as we call it, but that link or that information sharing between two partners. Similarly, in the sharing of information, the real convoluted process, I think probably the best one would be a targeting process where you're looking to exchange information between different individuals that may sit in different headquarters, maybe actually part of, maybe different nationalities as well. That targeting process, which has been, tested previously by CENTCOM, could take up to a day sometimes in an exercise environment where you're using multinational partners. Using CPE, if all of the partners are on CPE, we can again bring that down to minutes because we're all in that same environment. So, yeah, there is real operational benefit to this.
Yeah, that's real impact. And it's fun when it's measurable, too, so you can see the difference. I think so often we hear about the challenges or opportunities for modernization. And I think it's especially exciting to hear about it coming to life in a program like CPE, actually making a difference in that way. So Lieutenant Colonel Massey, I think you're our first British guest. So excited about that as well. Thank you for highlighting the importance of international sharing and partnerships and taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us today.
Cool. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for listening. We really hope you enjoyed this unique series. I think a theme throughout was this idea of cooperate, not compete. And it's exciting because it's relevant across the ecosystem. And something else that has been a takeaway from me is we often hear the need for more cross-pollination, cross-communication, and the importance of defining problems so that, say, the high-tech community knows how to incorporate into their roadmap. So this was a great opportunity to hear from those that are solving the problems in theater.
Yeah, I agree with Lauren. I think it's always amazing that the level to which they are thinking, or that CENTCOM's been thinking about this, not only technically, but culturally, and how they've use the fact of their urgent combat activities as an accelerant while still keeping the experimentation there. And if you're out there in the audience and interested in this, I encourage you to learn about their problems more, get engaged with them. And if you believe you've got a capability that can come to bear on this problem, bring it forward here. This command is really, I think, moving beyond admiring the problem and really trying to take on this thing and become really digitally transformed as a way to help the department move there as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really appreciate our dedicated listeners so we can highlight problems like this and opportunities like this. So thanks again, and as always, for joining us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Building the Base, a podcast by Lauren Badula and Hondo Gertz. Remember to subscribe and share wherever you're listening. Leave a comment to suggest a guest. And for up-to-date insights on the show, join our newsletter at www.buildingthebase.org. That's www.buildingthebase.org.